Off the Ball, GAA.
That was a revenge mission in full flight. The only fortunate thing about it for Cork was that it was in a game of no consequence.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's final whistle. Your comprehensive roundup of the weekend's Gaelic games.
Hello and welcome along to Off the Ball's Final Whistle. I am David Wilson. Here is your one-stop shop to hear all the very best from the weekend's GAA action. Coming up, we'll hear from Cork boss Pat Ryan as his side booked their place in the Munster Senior Hurling Championship Final. We'll get reaction from Parnell Park as Galway's victory over Dublin guaranteed their spot in the Leinster Hurling Final. And we'll get all the reaction from a busy Saturday of Gaelic football action as Tyrone upset the odds and shocked Donegal in Ballybuffet, whilst Monaghan got their All-Ireland campaign off to a flying start as they defeated Louth in Newbridge. But first, two events in Páirc Uí Chaoimh in Cork. Nearly 43,000 spectators packed in to watch the Rebels keep their championship hopes alive as they defeated a spirited Waterford side by 225-122. One aid from stalwart Patrick Horgan proved pivotal as Brian Hayes chipped in at 1-1 and Seamus Harnady added another 3 points of his own, all from play, to book another meeting with Limerick in 2 weeks' time. Speaking to Off the Ball's Stephen Gleeson, Cork manager Pat Ryan said he was happy with how his side bounced back after last weekend's 16-point hammering by the Treaty.
Delighted with the win, do you know what I mean? It moves us on into the championship. So, great for more lads, show great character after, you know, a very disappointing performance and result last week. So, look, backs up to the wall and a lot of lads came out fighting.
It was a tough test there. Waterford started really well, but two goals just after half time were key. And again, work rate played a role.
Yeah, look at this. Look, that's our standard. Our standard wasn't good enough last week, our work rate side of things. Look, but there was lots of things out there against Waterford that we wouldn't be happy with, that we'll go to, but it was all about winning. The only, I think our efficiency was way down, but our work rate was at a really, really good level, and that's where we need to get to going forward.
Ryan said that last week was an embarrassing display against John Kiely's side.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what it is. Look, I don't think we had any turnover against Limerick last week, but look, we just needed to get out. Do you know what I mean? We had to represent the jersey. Last week was probably a bit of an embarrassing performance from our point of view, and probably the first one of those that we've had since I've come into my tenure here. And that's not our standard going forward. The lads are really, really disappointed, and look, I thought they worked really hard today.
Attention now turns to the rematch in the Munster final in 13 days' time.
Yeah, look, huge, do you know what I mean? Look, that's what you want to be doing, getting into finals and competing for trophies, and do you know what I mean? Obviously, we'll be going back up to Limerick in 2 weeks' time, and look, that's something to look forward to. Look, it's going to be an unbelievable challenge, do you know what I mean? But we'll do our best.
Waterford summer is now over, and they remain the only team in Munster not to progress from the round robin. Their boss, Peter Queeley, says the defeat is gut-wrenching.
Actually, look, we're very disappointed. You know, we had our hearts set on coming out of Munster this year and hurling for the summer. You know, it's gut-wrenching now to be putting away our hurlies and watching games on telly and stuff for the rest of the summer. You know, having said that, you know, I spoke to the lads inside, very proud of the way they hurled today and kept coming back from sucker punches. If I was to sum up our Munster campaign, you know, we probably hurled very, very well for three of them and wouldn't be happy with a performance last Sunday, and here we are, unfortunately, knocked out of the championship.
Stephen Bennett notched 1-7, whilst Sean Walsh and Patrick Fitzgerald both scored 3 points from play each. Austin Gleeson came off the bench for the Dacia, but his impact couldn't turn the tide. Attention now turns to next year for Waterford, and Queeley hopes his side can build on the progress made from this year.
Yeah, look, we'll hopefully try and strengthen the panel. We've won our two fellas that were travelling this year. Maybe they'll come back to us too, so yeah, we just have to double down now. It's my first year here, and I'd like to think that we can build on it and improve again next year.
Elsewhere in Munster, Clare earned their first win of the championship after seeing off Limerick on a 320-24 scoreline at the Gaelic grounds. Limerick still qualified for the provincial final and will face Cork again on Saturday, June 7th at the Ennis Road venue. Two goals from Ryan Taylor and 1-8 from Mark Rogers made it a happier day for Brian Lohan's men. A much changed Limerick side have their sights set on the Munster final. But on a positive note for them, they were able to welcome back Declan Hannan for the first time in the championship this season. Now to today's earlier games in Leinster, where Dublin faced Galway in a straight shootout for a place in the provincial final. Returning to the home of the county he managed just last season, Galway manager Micheál Donoghue guided his native county to a first ever championship win over Dublin in the capital on a scoreline of Galway 29 points, Dublin 315. Galway were good value for their 5-point win, pretty much dominating the second half to secure their fourth consecutive victory in the group. Dublin clawed back two late goals from Sean Curry and Conlon Ryan to put some gloss on the scoreline, but they were out-hurled, out-fought and out-thought for the majority of the contest. Free-taker Cathal Mannion maintained his strong scoring form for Galway with 8 points overall, though Brian Concannon's 5 from play and Tom Monaghan's 4 points were perhaps more impressive. Speaking to Off the Ball's Jonathan Higgins, Galway boss Donoghue says that he knew how hard it was to get a win in the capital.
Happy with that and really happy with the performance. We knew how hard it is to come up here and get a result. I think the trajectory we've been on the last few weeks has been really good. I thought we started the game well in difficult conditions for both teams. You know, there was really strong wind, so we were against the wind in the first half, and I have to say the boys worked really hard and put us in a great position at half time, even though we would have been disappointed with the concession of the goal. But it was a typical Dublin goal, if you like, the way they worked it and broke the line and you know, used it and a great finish. But look, as I said, at half time we were in a good position, knowing that we had the wind, and you know, we just got to press on the puck out, and that gave us a good platform for the start. And mid second half, you know, our scoring efficiency was really good, and that probably gave us just a bit of a cushion. But I think towards the end of the game, you've seen the inexperience that's still here in the squad, and you know, the transition and the evolution that we are going through. And so look, we've been really disappointed with the concession of those goals, and in the manner we conceded them. But that's not detracting from Dublin and how they took them. But it's just evident, as I said, that we still have a lot of work to do.
All is not lost for Dublin, who still have locked down third position in the Leinster table. And they'll either play Kildare or Laois, the Joe McDonagh Cup finalists, in an All-Ireland preliminary quarter-final on the weekend of June 14th or 15th. Dubs Bannister, Niall O'Callaghan, says there is a lot that his side can take going into the All-Ireland series.
Listen, there's a lot for us that we can cling on to there in order to kind of move forward, and we'll do that. And listen, we're not gone yet. We're in a new competition now, so we'll have to just draw a line under Leinster now, like others have had to do in Leinster or Munster, and we drive at 3 weeks' time.
Offaly produced the classic performance of two halves as they held on to their Leinster Senior Hurling Championship status by the skin of their teeth with a very hard-earned win over fiercely battling Antrim side in O'Connor Park on Sunday afternoon by 3:15 to 1:16. Offaly played their best hurling by a distance against a strong wind in the first half and were set up for a comfortable win when they led 2-9 to 11 at the break. Yet, it ended up a very close run thing, a lot tighter than the scoreboard might indicate, as the visitors gave it everything they had, did really well to get back into it, and were not that far from an unlikely come-from-behind win. Antrim will drop out of Leinster and contest the Joe McDonagh after losing all five of their matches this year. Wexford picked up the pieces to deny Kilkenny a perfect run through qualifying, as Rory O'Connor and Lee Chin goals gave the home side the spoils in Sunday's concluding Leinster Senior Hurling Championship Round Robin Derby duel at Wexford Park. Despite Kilkenny fielding a rather experimental formation, they are desperately unlucky with a bunch of goaling opportunities, although Wexford did earn a consolation victory in their summer finish as they ran out winners in a scoreline of 2:19 to 1:15. The home side availed of the first half advantage and the strong wind to generate a 12 to 4 point half-time lead, although Fionnuala Mackesy was desperately unfortunate to squander a gilt-edged goal chance for Kilkenny. An early second half Rory O'Connor goal paved the way for the purple and gold celebrations amongst the 4,500 in attendance. Turning attention now to the Football Championship, Tyrone travelled to Ballybuffet to take on Donegal in their opening game of the All-Ireland Series Group 1 on Saturday. The Red Hand County prevailed over their near neighbours by 217 to 20 points. Two first-half goals from Seanie O'Donnell proved important to the win as the visitors led by two at the break. Michael Langan and Michael Murphy got Donegal back level and then ahead in the second half with a two-pointer from Patrick McBrearty. But Tyrone finished the game the stronger, with Peter Hart delivering an orange flag, which eventually clinched the win. Speaking to Oisin Kelly of Highland Radio, Malachy O'Rourke said that his side had to dig deep to earn any sort of positive result away to the Ulster champions.
Hey, we were waiting sort of on a display like that. The boys have been training hard all year. against Armagh last day. I felt that we didn't play that well. We could have ended up getting something out of the game, but we didn't play that well. We knew coming down here to Ballybofey that it was going to have to be a really gritty performance with a lot of quality as well, and we got that. But just the character the boys showed, I think we went behind a couple of times in the second half and it looked as if maybe the game was going away for us, but they just refused to give in, and I think that was the most heartening thing out of tonight, was just that refusal to give in and the character showed. So.
That was Jim McGuinness's first defeat as Donegal manager in Ballybuffet in the Championship, and O'Rourke remains the only manager to beat him in Ulster. O'Rourke says that despite it being a momentous win, it's still only 2 points.
Yeah, it is, you know, but at the same time, it's only 2 points, the same as you get 2 points for any of the victories. So Mayo, after their disappointment against Cavan, they'll be coming back, you know, with all guns blazing next week. So we know exactly what we're going to face. So we just have to get the heads down after night, enjoy tonight, obviously enjoy the victory, but get the heads down and recover first of all, and work really hard to see if we can get another big performance next weekend.
Donegal joined the likes of Louth, Galway, Mayo, and Clare as teams to suffer a provincial final hangover. To your comment boss, Jim McGuinness says that his side didn't turn up at all.
Oh, geez, that's very hard to sum that one up. Oisin, very, very disappointed, you know. Didn't turn up at all. We didn't play. That's just the bottom line. We didn't play for whatever reason. And still, we're 2 points up with 7 minutes, you know, on the clock. And, you know, couldn't get our hands on the ball, and when we did get our hands on the ball, we didn't take care of the ball. That's it in a nutshell. And even at that, we were 2 points up with 7 minutes to go, and we give the ball away, and we never got the ball back again. They kicked 5 points off the back of that. We never got the ball back again between losing the ball and the kick out, you know. So very, very disappointed. Very disappointed for everybody in there in McCool Park tonight, you know. All them people that have come, you know, that's not us. It's not even remotely close to us, you know, and everything was off. So it'll be a difficult review, I would imagine, but yeah.
And McGuinness doesn't believe that his side did suffer any sort of Ulster hangover.
I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, like, we had 2 weeks coming off the back of the Ulster final last year as well. We came in here and we were bright and we were fresh and we were energised. We were Ulster champions. We've just become Ulster champions back to back. It's the exact same scenario. We had trained well. We had recovered well after the Ulster final. We had trained well. There was a freshness in the training. You know, I don't know, maybe the conditions played some level of a part, but there were so many parts of our game that just weren't where they needed to be. You know, we didn't manage the game well, decision-making, where we were shooting from, energy levels, unforced errors, you know, taking the ball into contact. There was just so many things. It's hard to know where to start. Yeah.
Cavan, who defeated Mayo last weekend, welcome Donegal to Breffni Park next Sunday afternoon, whilst Tyrone hosts Mayo at Healy Park on Saturday evening. Elsewhere, on Saturday in Group 2, there was no such provincial hangover for Meath as they beat Cork 113 to 12 points in Navan to bounce back from their Leinster final defeat to Louth. Armagh welcomed back Rion O'Neill, who chipped in with a point to help the Orsha County to a 221 to 217 victory over Derry at the Athletic Grounds in Group 4. And in Newbridge, in Group 3, Monaghan brought Louth back down to earth with a bang as the Fernie defeated the Wee County in the lashing rain by 123 to 48. Ballybay's Desi Ward kicked 3 points from centre-half back, and he says, after 5 weeks without competitive football, it's hard to know exactly where the team is at.
Yeah, definitely. Like, coming in against Leinster champions, you're never going to get anything sinful or handed to you, so it was a big one for us today. For 5 weeks without a real meaningful game, like, we played a couple of challenge matches along the way, so it was very hard to know exactly where we're at. So today was massive, like, and you can probably see that from our intensity and our tackles, intensity going forward, intensity with and without the ball. Like, so massive game for us, and delighted to come out the right side.
Ward, who nearly called time on the inter-county game due to injury, paid tribute to the Monaghan coaching team, who kept faith in his ability to recover.
I've had a rough 2 years now, to be honest, two surgeries and a lot of hamstring tears. So I'm just delighted to be back playing and just enjoying football every day. But I'm just trying to say, put a smile on your face and see what happens, because this time last year I thought I wasn't going to play football again. So
really, was it that bad?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, it was very close. I had conversations with the management at the start of the year. I thought potentially not coming back, and talking about maybe taking a step away and seeing where it might go with club football and stuff like that. But thankfully, just Gabriel and the boys trusted me, and they said, here, give it your time, do whatever you have to do to get yourself back on the field. And as they say, just said, come and train, get my fight for my jersey back. And eventually I got in, and just now I'm enjoying it and hoping to keep it now.
Clare make the long trip north to take on Monaghan next Sunday in Clonus. Monaghan will play on back-to-back weekends after the five-week layoff. Their manager Gabriel Bannigan explained how his side deals with the break.
The thing we had to guard against, and we tried to manage it over the 5 weeks, was we needed to give the lads a break, first of all, for a week to reset. Then we got them back out. We trained hard for a couple of weeks. We had a couple of challenge games. We were a bit flat, to be honest, in those challenge games. But we probably needed to get that hangover from the Ulster Championship out of our system and get the boys back up for Newbridge today. Because what we targeted, you asked me what we targeted here today, we targeted to make sure we got a championship performance, that we got we played the game with energy and intensity and pace and good decision making, and by and large I thought we brought that.
Louth, who now travel to Newry to take on Down next Saturday, can have no complaints according to their manager, Gerard Brennan.
They've had a 5 week layoff after an impressive game, a quarter final against Donegal, losing by 2 points I think in the end. So managing a 5 week layoff is always a challenge, so credit to them today. I thought their efficiency was excellent in front of the goals, and the pressure they were putting on our guys for some of our shot selections, they put us under they did put us under pressure, but credit to Monaghan.
And that is about all we have time for on The Final Whistle. Remember, you can listen to Off The Ball Breakfast from 7:30 every weekday morning with Ger Gilroy and Cullen Buhig on the Go Loud app or on YouTube. Owen Sheehan will be back in the hot seat tomorrow on Off The Ball from 7. And if you want further analysis of the weekend's games, you can listen to The Hurling Pod with Will O'Callaghan and The Football Pod with Tommy Rooney as they peruse through the winners and losers of an action-packed weekend. I'm David Wilson. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back next weekend.